From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. A few weeks ago, 44 of the 55 African countries signed up for the African Continental Free Trade Area. If it takes effect, it would create one of the largest free trade zones in the world. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The goal is to create a single continental market for goods and services with free movement of products, money, and people. By 2030, the African market is expected to have 1.7 billion people and account for $6.7 trillion in trade. Landry Signe is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He was born and raised in Cameroon.
By coming together, African countries are finally deciding to remove many of the barriers to trade.
The trade pact would lift tariffs on 90% of goods, but 10 countries, including Nigeria and South Africa, have yet to sign on. Audrey Ruby is a senior fellow in the Atlantic Council's Africa Center.
I do think eventually they will join. It's just on what terms and when.
She says that's important because Nigeria and South Africa make up about 50% of Africa's total GDP. Jeffrey Bergstrand at the University of Notre Dame says the pact could be a game changer.
We now have evidence based on history that there is a positive effect from these free trade agreements. And moreover, we understand these do raise standards of living.
The main promoters of the pact are some of Africa's less developed countries, Rwanda, Niger, and Gabon, among others. Bergstrand says that makes sense.
Developing economies tend to benefit even more from free trade agreements than the developed world.
One reason Nigeria and South Africa are reluctant to sign on could be the free movement of people within Africa without visas. South Africa, in particular, has battled xenophobia at home for decades. Landry Signe says the pact would help many of his friends and family doing business in Cameroon. Overall, he's optimistic about the agreement, but knows there's still work to do.
It is a huge step. However, it is just a beginning.
For the agreement to stand, at least 22 of the 55 African nations will have to ratify and begin to implement the free trade agreement in the next 18 months. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.